Mishami Pei Yodaf Lamed Hei. Gemara, the last few words on the base, discusses the lesson of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon disagrees with the Tanakama and says that even though normally the halacha is that a person should leave it to the Raniyim before they prepare, before they cut it down. However, we said that the two types of trees that are dangerous to go to climb up, the sakana, and therefore he's supposed to, the owner, it's on him to cut it down, let the Aniyim come and get it. And the Rav Shimon adds that even a walnut tree is also a sakana, and therefore, same thing, it should be, owner should take it down and should remove the peya, so because it's in the sakana. So the Gemara just discusses where's the source of Shimon's halacha. Chanina, Chanina b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, said it was a maisa shemesa chamisha achim chamisha chliki agozim. And what's happened? There, five brothers went up on five different walnut trees to go up to get the peya, and because it was it's difficult to climb a sakana, all of them fell down and died. Each one on a separate tree. So Mimela seems the way the Pnimosha learns. The way he introduces this Gemara is time with the Rav Shimon, the Mastis and Gemafarish. The Beshvil Maisa, the way he learns the Gemara here, is that this Maisa is the reason the Gemara is telling, why does Rav Shimon hold what he holds? Because you see that a Maisa Shaya happened, and therefore he made a Gzeir Hilkel Gozer Rav Shimon Apakalukia Gozim Shi Balabayas Moed Bechalkan. Because of this Maisa, that is why the he passed in this way, and was Machmir on the more than Tanakama, that these type of trees are sakana as well and should not be this. It's interesting, halacha is the machlokas in Rishonim as to whether we paskin halacha like Rav Shimon or Tanakama. It would seem a little bit interesting how we don't pass like Rav Shimon when it's a maisa of people, five people that died, that it should be, we should be makel here, like a Tanakama, but it's a machlokas Rishonim exactly how will we pass like Rav Shimon or not. Mishnah continues. Well, what happened in the case is where a balabayis who called pay, he set aside pay. He called out that he's going to be leaving a piece of this field for pay. Bechila. And then he finished it off. Instead of doing what the Mishnah says to do and to let it, don't cut it down, let the Aniyim come and cut it down themselves, he went and cut it down. The part that was designated for pay, he cut it down as well. So he was over in Isser. Now, what happened? Currently, I love it. I still applied him. Doesn't lose the din payah. He still have to go ahead and pay it. He must, but even so, lo sakala pasot k'milchi, he should not go ahead and finish it. What does that mean? It means that the you still have to go ahead and let them take it. Just like if you're not supposed to cut the field, let the ganim come and cut it themselves, because that's the best way for them to do it. It's covered for them to be able to go and feel like they're doing it themselves instead of you giving it to them. But if you went ahead and you cut it down, you're not supposed to hand it to them. Let them go ahead and leave it on the pile and let each one go collect it. And we're going to explain in a minute what the reason for that is. We don't want the thing, a person going to leave it, well, afraid that you may leave it for somebody, specifically for an ani to go, easy for him to collect, because you want a favorite to him. That's not what it has to be. Everyone has an equal share. It should have an equal chelik, try to get it. They have a look, you have to leave it, you're not supposed to do anything about it. Let it go, you're not supposed to cut it down, but if you cut it, they should go get it. The logo doesn't want to pay. What about a second case, where you didn't even kush and pay? You forgot about pay. You didn't want to set aside pay. And now you finished the entire field. Still, halacha is, you still have to go ahead and give pay. Same halacha as the Torah says, you have to leave it for them. You have to leave a piece of section that would be for pay, for the Aniyim to come and to take it, and you can't go give it out to the Aniyim. So whether you set aside his pay, the chiddush, even if you didn't set aside his pay, you didn't designate pay, the halacha still is that you have to go ahead and leave it for the Aniyim to come collect. So at the Gemara Chisdum and Ayam, what happens is if they went ahead and the Aniyim themselves got together and said, we'll make it tonight. We said, listen, we want to go ahead and we want you to go, you cut it, give it to us. You know, they made a thing with Menad Raisa, the halacha should be that the we don't have to go and fight for each other. Let's go ahead, just go and you'll give it to each one, you give it to you want to. That's the thing. They made amongst themselves that this is what should be. This is how we should do it. We don't listen to them. Even if they made an agreement themselves, unanimously, we don't listen to them. Why? Because rather the Baal Bayis goes and takes it and gives it each one for himself individually. So here, we don't want to look like you go ahead, you gave it per person, and you left it for him directly, so therefore we want to do it. In other words, they want to go ahead and say, leave it, cut it down, so you leave it the way it is. The right, so you can leave it, then we'll come get it. And therefore, that's the way we all want you to do it this way. We're not worried about favoritism. Halakha still, no, we don't follow that, but rather, We say that Yichum Bala Bayis gives each one an equal chelek. We're afraid that if you go ahead and do that, you'll cut it down and let it pile up in front of one ani that you dafka want him to get. And it's favoritism. That's not, he didn't pay. Pay has to be equal to everybody. Shavuot Chol Nefesh. So therefore, we want you to go and give out Yichalik Biyado, give everybody an equally chelek to whatever ani that comes. So it won't look like you're giving somebody and throwing it in front of that person. And therefore, we do not want you to do it in such a way. That is the halacha of the Gemara. This is what we want you to do it. Whether it's the first case, whether you set aside pay, you didn't set aside pay, that is how we want you. And Shomolo, we don't listen to you to be able to go and do that. Okay. So the Gemara says that this is again the gifts, the way we have the Achrayim, Vein Shomolo, and the way the Barfuda learns, he says the halacha would be that we call it Zakaralov, Kavet Bishmeh, Kasalov, Tabayu. This is how we call out the person should be able to do this thing, and the Gemara is making a raya from a case. Now we will see the similar idea. Says the Gemara. Gemara says there was a Maaser Rav Shmuel Bar boy. But the Gemara, what we just said, halacha psuka, everyone agrees. Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma, he had a shaila. Kilamasa day. What about when I had finished the entire field? At Amachazal Pay Lerum, do we say you should go ahead and give pay or put back pay as if it was connected? In other words, we say that just like over there they should come and collect it, so too over here the Neem should come and go collect it. Or even if the owner, do we say no, since the gather should still divide it up, give it directly to equally? So you're on the Matatavi Slapafanam, because like we just said, you shouldn't think that they're giving it to one particular ani, and therefore it looks like it's favoritism. Mara says, is that the case? Or do we say no? That since the luck is you left it, since you cut it when you shouldn't have done it, and now it's on the ground, leave it on the ground, and then and leave it the way the Torah said originally do it. Just like Torah said, don't cut it down, let the Neem come and cut it themselves. Now that you violated it and you cut it down, let's still do the entire, let them go get it and pick it up themselves. Is that what we say, or do we say, or no? The halakha is there, like we said, like we just finished saying in the Gemara, that you should go, that he has to give it to equally, so we shouldn't think that should be done. What is this? Sorry, we just finished paskin the halakha. Sakta Marfulda, what's Rav Shmuel Bari doing? He's Milza the Pshitalan, Basamach Bechilim Eboile. What we just finished saying in the Gemara, the Rav says, that's Pashit, that's the halakha, that we have to go, the Gzeri is that you can't go ahead, we don't listen to them, and we have to go ahead and give it to them individually. So too, so that's the halakha. But Rav Shmuel Baba, he himself was Mesupik in this halakha. He didn't hear the halakha Psuka, and he was the one who had this Shaila. But we paskin, like the Gemara, that the Gemara, the Kalaka, that the Kalaka, that does the same, we don't make a change, and we have to give it to all of them, do the same halakha. That is the way the Marfuda learns the Gemara, and they said the Gemara, he has an abayi of what we already paskin in the Gemara. Okay, now again, what's the chilek? So Gemara Ashlu explains about Baba is the chilek. I would think it's better if they better to go each one collect themselves, which is the original way the Torah wants. Even in a case like this, when the guy went and violated the Torah, you'd think you should go back to the Torah to divide it up, let everyone come collect it. That the Hamash from the Kiddush says, no, we don't do that. Zok the Mishnah of Vaita, another man coming to pay over Zok Asar. Then the Ani came and took some of the payah, and then he threw his payah over the other part that's still standing. And I would make a claim on it. He did it. He thought that by throwing it on this thing, he'll be able to also, even though he didn't collect the other payah, Naniyim took some of the payah, collected it, and then threw it on the other part, thinking that will give him the ability to be koneit. That it'll be koneit on that the rest of it as well. So the Mishnah in the club, no, he has no rights. What you did was nothing. You have no right to do that. That action is not considered anything. We'll see why in a minute. Where it says, if he fell on top of it, appears like this, they put his talus on it, then as we go ahead, we could take and remove him, take it away from there. In other words, other Aniyim could stop him as well and take it off. We don't let that make a difference. Pay the only thing until you get it is if you actually cut it down and you lift it up, you kind it, that's when you consider it. Any other time that you do that, we don't consider it anything. We don't do that. Aniyim, they can still take it away from him because we don't consider that anything. Says the Premosha, Vishena Abba Amos, Alon Kodos, Ola Besimto, Vitsir, which is a Rabbim. Avalo Besada Chaveru, which is a Rabbim. Normally, when you go ahead, you find something outside of which is a Rabbim in a public place, and you throw, or you jump on it, or you throw your begging on it, so you kind it. But over here, it's a private reshus. It's someone's sada. You're allowed to eat the payah, take the payah. That's Torah gives it to you if you collect it. So if you go ahead and you cut it, you take it, and you move it, it's yours. But if you go in to make a claim of throwing your beged on it or throw your other pair on it that you cut already or jumping on it, that doesn't make you being kona something. It's not it that someone else reshus. And therefore, the other aniyim can go ahead and take what they want. Mavirno samimeno, you have no claims to it whatsoever. Zakta Gemara. The same halacha applies, the same din, that even though it's left for you and it's not, you have a right to collect it, it's only if you lift it up and you coin it, you cut it, you remove it, that's the halacha. Anything else is no has no rights and you do not belong to you and the other aniyim can come and take it. Zakta Gemara, what is it, when does halacha apply? Gemara says, and when it says, we take a knot with kanz, we even take away what you already attached and you threw on the pay. In other words, a chiddush. We would say from the simple pshat in the Mishnah that you don't, when you take the, you cut pay and you threw it on your pay that's standing and you think you want to get it, and look, you don't get anything. However, what you collected already, what you cut, that's yours, that belongs to you. Kamash from the Gemara is telling you, B'shem HaMeir, no kontin also. We take everything away from you. We even take away the part that you cut already. Why? How can you do that? I guys cut it. Terror says, Kamash Mishalu, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. The Gemara is explaining, because since the Bezin, we have a right to take away from you. You acted loka hagen. You acted improperly in order to take away from the aniyim. You tried to go ahead and steal from the aniyim when you have something you have no right to. So Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, we take it away from you, and even what you collected, you don't have. So that we said unlucky as we talk about, Gemara says that we did it on purposely. Gemara says, what about Bemezit? What you didn't do Bemezit? Gemara says, I feel shogeg, I feel a bekrichos. If you did it Bemezit, yes, we can't you. What if you did it Bishogeg? You didn't really, you didn't mean to do that. What's the halacha? Do we say that you're allowed to keep it or not? I feel a bekrichos. So if you went in, you put in bundles, even over that as well, the same halacha. Even though clearly bundles, we see that it's not mixed together; it's separate. Even the krikos are something that's separate. That it would be that. So no, the shogeg we also can't you. Why would we be can't you? Shogeg is a shogeg. Why would he give you a knas? So the pshat is because we're afraid that really you did it on purpose, but you realize now you were caught, and therefore you made a mistake. Now you say you did it with shogeg, but you really were mazed. So therefore, and it's hard to, we can't tell the difference. We don't tell from your action which one it was. So we give you a knas as well. But krikos, even if you made piles on what you collected, and you do that nikkur, that is yours, halakha still is, we don't consider anything, we still give you a knas, and and we don't let you take away everything that you have, even what you piled up together. Zakta Gemara, Shemar Blakash, Rabbi Shemar Kabadalia. Adam, Zaycha, Mamtsiya, Mavama. A person Zaycha to a Mitsiya of his friend within 4 amas, even 4 amas of where he is, you Zaycha to you own it. You own it. Something that's Hefka, you own it. My time, what's the time where you get it from? Where do we see it from? I said, Pasik. I think Machanti, Leves, Hashem, Kabzaris, Weir, Olive. Of the Kesav, Elival, Kurekum, of the Koshes, Bel Basil, Mikshal, Rovli, you. But Osim, Avadim, Avidos, Olotos. If it's a Pasik that tells you, that tells you halacha, a pasuk that we see where it's telling us in Divrei HaYamim, where David HaMelech is telling Shlomo HaMelech that he's going to build a base of Mikdash, and he tells him that I'm going to do this, I want to do it right away, I want to do it now, but I can't because Navi said I can't do it, but you'll be able to do it. So if he tells him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him do it. So therefore, he went ahead, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I can't do it, but I prepared millions of Levav Lachim, Tikkun Mazon, Barzil, I prepared all of this, everything that it should belong to you, but I can't give it. I have to give it to you when you have to do it. So therefore, the halacha is the. So now, what happens in this case is this considered muktash or not? So the pshat is, why was he? Whose was it? This wasn't David HaMelech. David HaMelech went and got the spoils of war. He never took possession of it. It was the spoils that he was going to use for this. So Mela, he designated them for this purpose, but he never was kind of them. So why was he allowed to do that? Why would it be considered as if he can? Teresh is Dalet Amos Koneslo. That since he was within Dalet Amos of these things that he got in the war, and Mela, it's connected as if it's his. So if you see that if you're within Dalet Amos, you're kind of. So Gemara says, "See, you know, my boy, he has to shayla. My buddy, come. What are we talking about in the case? It was a lot. He took him. David came with Dalet Amos. So Asher, David then is a rich man. All this stuff was him. He didn't have to say that he didn't have the money. He didn't have all. He was all his. It was in Dalet Amos. He was cutting everything. All this stuff belonged to him. He was an Asher. And because of Amos, if it's outside Amos, then he has nothing. He has no claims to that. So what do you mean? How could you be makdashit? So manav shach." And it's a makish shavish and a law. You can't be makish shavish and a law. Gemara says you can't do that. Gemara makish rishon. Gemara says we did. Therefore, Halacha is telling us that David himself went ahead and did a little by little. In other words, really bad, Sam. Manashat, the Gemara says, if he's within Dalet Amos, it's his, it belongs to him. You don't have to do anything. It belongs to him. If he's outside Dalet Amos, it's not his. You can't be Makashit. You know, with Makashit, you can't be Makashit and Shalom. So therefore, how was he able to do that? How was he able to tell Shlomo HaMelech that all these spoils, I was Makashit in the base of Mikdash? So Gemara says, telling you, rather, he took a little by little. It was Makashit bit by bit, little by little. The first thing that he found, therefore, everything else became part of it. In other words, really, in a Hanami, you can everything. But the Maisa, in order to be able to be considered an usher, you have to own all of it at one time. He didn't. He took a little by little. Every little time it came, he took another piece. Everything was within his Dalet Amos as he came closer. So therefore, that is not me. He wasn't an usher. In such a case, he was able to go ahead and be kind of a little piece at a time. And that's why he was able to go ahead and be makdish this thing and give it over to Shlomo HaMelech. But the Gemara learns the Gemara's explanation to Allah. So the Gemara, what's the halacha when we say, when David HaMelech said, the halacha is in my property, these are my shoes, these are my Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what this means, what? Which means, what is he saying to me? What is David HaMelech saying? That the halacha is that you're not wealthy, so he's saying, connect back Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have nothing. And I'm giving you my wealth, but I'm still considered poor, because Klap Ekos Baruch Hu, I don't own anything. So that's one way to look. Pshat Ani, Davrach Ani, what does it mean, a poor? How can you say he's poor? Beinui. Gemara says, it means to say, do through my inuyim. Shei Masana, Makash, Makash, and L'Shamayim. Because he was Masana and Makash, everything L'Shamayim. So therefore, it really had nothing, because what's Pshat? What is money for? To use in yourself. But otherwise, you go buy your credit, your Suda Shlomo HaMelech. You have all kinds of food. You can have whatever you want. You get the best caterer. You can eat whatever you want. But since he himself was Masana, would fast and eat the man himself, Melech, he was nothing because he didn't have any food. It was worthless to him. So, man, that's Lashon Inui. So there's Inui. There's so good. Two things. One, that he was Mamash and Ashi. He never really was kind of it. He was an Ani. Once he was an Ashi, but he didn't have any benefit. It was an Inui because he was Masana. And therefore, he had no benefit from it. So the Gemara, Gemara says, but then we learned it. Gemara said, we learned it. A brisa, the look is that it. But Gemara actually, we quoted, but Dalet Amos. The Mishnah says, look, it's Metziah enough. You saw Metziah, and you jumped on it. You found it. So someone else came and grabbed it. So Sheikh Sabazak, but the one who's maxing it. So you went ahead and you saw it. Doesn't mean anything. Dalet Amos is kind of. So why should we? If you just finished saying for us to sugya that it was Dalet Amos was within Dalet Amos, he was kind of all the spoils. However, Frank the Gemara Kasha, the Mishnah says that if someone went ahead and saw it, and enough aleha, and he fell on it, but someone else came, was Maxika, made a Kenyan, the person Maxika gets it. Aye, but in 4 amos you had to go. If you fell on it, it must be within 4 amos, it should be coined, that amos is coined. So why over here, the second guy be Maxika, the Mishnah is connected with Shoresh Lakish. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Tifta, we're going to turn the Mishnah's case, Shalai Amalei, Amal Yuskali Abba Amishali. He didn't say he should be coined, Abba Amishali. So my male, therefore, when the Yahweh's Abba Amos comes, when you want it to be. But if you don't, go ahead and kind of say, have in mind that Dalet Amos should be Kona, it's not Kona. So my male, therefore, that's the Pshat over here. It wasn't Kona to you because you didn't say Zak Deresh Musalo. Kalei, my mission, the boy, Yiskalel and Afila. You only want to become an Afila. Achyamin of Gemara, the Lord died to the Afila, Nekalot, Lebekat. You don't want it to be Kona with Nefila. That's not the normal way of doing of being kind of something. So therefore, when you want Dalet Amos to be Kona, you have to have in mind to be Kona for you. Here, Badafka, you didn't have the mind because you fell on it. It showed that you wanted the falling on it to be considered a Kenyan. But falling on it is not considered a Kenyan. It's not a Chazaka. It's not a Kenyan Mamish. And therefore, the other person was Maxikit. That comes before. That comes before this. I, Dalet Amos itself should be Kona automatically. He says, no. The fact that you fell on it, Yiskele, boy, it shows, Galidaita, the Nefil and other. You want Nefil, you don't want any other Kenyan. And therefore, the look is, it's not going to be good. And therefore, it's not going to be good. So the Chayra, you see, the Maisa, the Rish Lakish, not answered. The Kaz Mishnah is not a Kaz Rish Lakish. What about my mission itself? Hi, Tanakhdovel Echelek, if a person fell on something, on pay, and everyone throws a letter, you spread your talus on it, we don't, man, we don't let you go, someone else comes and takes it. Hi, the Maisa, you were kind of it, if you were kind of it, so Kondresh Lakish, Dalet Amos kind of, so why would you be that the other guy can't be, the other guy, the second guy, the second one he gets it, my view in law, what's the shot? They had the same thing when you fell on it. You didn't want the you wanted to be that when you fell on it. That should be koneh. And that doesn't work. You can't fall on it. It's not gonna be, it's not a good way to be koneh, the payah. Elamai Dalaramas would be koneh if you would want to. But the fact that you fell on it or you threw your beggar on it, it shows that you don't want the Dalaramas and mail to be koneh. And if so, Reish Lakish says, that's why it's not koneh, it's not a kash from the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. We're gonna continue the discussion in the next Amid on kashas and Reish Lakish as well.